hold out for this one?
I would, yeah, it's a good way of looking at it. I thought it was a strange game. It wasn't much flaw or quality at times, but it was two teams that were desperate to win. And thankfully, we had that bit of quality with a good set piece. And Dell's, you know, it looks a tapping, but it's his movement that's got him there. He's lost his marker. So, delighted with the result. Like I always say, the result's everything. Performance is secondary, because performances don't always get your results. So, no, I'm pleased that we've come away to a tough Dunfermline team. I think they'll do well this year. Got some really good players and did cause us problems at time. Was a scrappy game, so to come away, winning 1-0, now I'm over the moon.
Was that our training ground? Well worked move there.
Oh yeah, we worked on it all week. No, the same things we've talked about, and to be fair, we've got senior players and we do work on things, but they take responsibility sometimes, as they're aware. And I think Dowsers spoke to Hamill, Jamie, about who was marking him, pulled away to the back stick, and you know, a great time to score. Because I think you speak about 5-minute periods in games, first 5 minutes. 5 minutes for half time, 5 minutes after half time, and 5 minutes at the end, which showed they put a bit of pressure on in the last 5 minutes. So no, to go in 1-0 was pleasing, because I thought we'd had, without playing great, we'd had the best opportunities. Dell hit the inside of the post and bounced across. I think Dobbs had a chance, and we had another header as well. So we, in terms of chance, I thought we had the best chances. And Dunfermline were probably better in possession than us. So it was just, I think that continued right through the game. So like I keep saying, by hook or by crook, we've got 3 points, and I don't really mind how.
Nervy at the end, just to get more off the line.
Yeah, very nervy. I felt quite comfortable. You know, sometimes it's dangerous when we're 1-0 up, 10 men, do you stick or twist or whatever? I thought, we're overcritical, we could have kept the ball better. But yeah, there are a couple of opportunities, and thankfully a couple have landed in Lee's hands, where if it's a foot the other way, you come away with with a 1-1, and it makes the journey down the road totally different, your weekend totally different. So, like I say, I'm pleased to come away with 3 points from a really tough place.
Joint second top, it's a great start for the
season. Yeah, we're pleased. As boring as it sounds, I don't get over look at until you've played at least the first quarter. If you're winning games, you're going to be up at the right end of the league, but we know we've got, which is pleasing, a long way to go. We're a little bit short today in terms of quality, so work rate and attitude fantastic, but I think hopefully we can all get better, and we're all learning as a group, me included, the coaching staff and the players, we're all learning, so hopefully that bodes well, because I feel there's more to come from us. I'd have to say it again, it did look like a red card, and I would like to see it again. I don't want to say too much, but it did look, especially this day and age, it did look like a red card. Don't know, we'll see. Hopefully it's not too bad, because he's done great, but it'll get assessed, and hopefully it's not too bad. I don't really know, I'll see, but like I say, it's his ankle, I don't know. Hopefully it's not a break or ligament, but sometimes people tell me one's better than the other, I don't know, we'll see how it goes. Okay, thank you very much. Cheers.